This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Parkland and the conversation about it have taken up a whole lot of our collective news brain space this week, but the economy waits for no one. It especially doesn't wait for the next 5 minutes of live radio. What happened economy-wise this week and why? Dion Rabowan is at Yahoo Finance. He is now in our studios in New York to chat things over. Hey.
Hey, Kai, how's it going?
I'm all right. Let's start in no particular order with some of the big reports and releases of information this week. The Fed minutes from their most recent meeting, Janet Yellen's last meeting back in January, they came out and said the economy, by and large, better than they thought it was going to be doing, right?
Yeah. And you know, the expectation was for a positive and strong economy. We got that. There also was a bit of, you know, consternation about the unemployment rate and how low it is. And that was something that could be interesting and something to watch because, you know, we've seen these numbers dipping below 4.5%, 4%. You know, the question right now is kind of what is the mark of natural or neutral unemployment? And that's going to be big in determining what the Fed does in its next few meetings in terms of raising rates and its guidance for how they move forward.
And about those next couple of meetings, they also said the short-term impact of the tax changes are going to be generally beneficial. It's going to give the economy a bump, but they don't know what's going to happen in the out years.
Right. And we're in sort of new and uncharted territory because, you know, juicing the economy with $1.5 trillion of tax cuts is not something that's generally done in the eighth year of an expansion. And so we're trying something new, doing something new, and we're going to see how that works out. You know, the Fed isn't sure because they haven't really studied things like this before. And so, you know, they have all kinds of models and estimates, and they've done all kinds of studies, and they read about all this stuff. But, you know, we're still in an environment where we're trying something that hasn't exactly been done before.
Yeah. Just real quick, one more thing on the Fed. Jay Powell, I think, goes to the Hill next week for his first set of testimonies since his confirmation. We're not expecting anything out of the norm, right, from Chairman Powell?
I mean, I would love for something out of the norm from Chairman Powell. You know, he just gets in front of there, hey, I'm Jay Powell. It's time. It's the Powell era.
Oh, man.
But no, I mean, he's generally expected to keep things on the track that former Chair Janet Yellen was on. That was a big part of his attractiveness for the role, you know, that he was kind of going to maintain this sort of policy stance that Chair Yellen had. And so, no, most people are just expecting him to kind of get there, let the Congress know that things are fine and move forward.
Be great, though, if you let his hair down, wouldn't it be?
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be amazing. All right. Elsewise this week, the economic report of the president, the president's first actual official economic report came out, predicting once again 3% economic growth on a continuing basis, not really supported by any other analysis out there.
Mm, yeah, 3% growth forever. I don't know. I mean, why not?
Right.
It's like I said, though, Guy. I mean, we are in uncharted waters, right? I mean, if you believe, as the president said on the campaign trail, that President Obama was, you know, throwing a wet blanket on the economy with overregulation, that he had, you know, was keeping workers out of the workforce by, you know, stopping the by putting regulations on fuel and oil drilling and things like that, then President Trump's deregulation and, you know, juicing the economy with these tax cuts, the new stimulus, the increased budget measures, that could genuinely shock the economy up and we could start functioning at 3%. There aren't a lot of economists who agree that that's what was happening under Obama, that all these regulations were inherently holding back the economy. But if you do believe that, and that was one of the reasons why you voted for Trump or why one of the reasons you support Trump, then it's not out of the ordinary or unrealistic, really, that this would be the result.
One does imagine, though, I mean, to quote Larry Summers, former president of Harvard, former Secretary of the Treasury, this idea of secular stagnation, right, that for some reason things have changed. And once we get past this sugar high of the tax cuts and regulatory impact, things are going to settle back down. Right. That's the thesis.
Yeah, that's the thesis from The Economist. And that's generally, you know, one reason or another. That's something that economists have really struggled to exactly put their finger on. Why did we have this sort of lower for longer return to prosperity of sorts? You know, we saw an increase in employment, but there wasn't this wholesale increase. We did see labor force participation withdraw. We saw, you know, a number of things that were unusual in a recovery, in an economic recovery. And if you believe that there is some explanation like secular stagnation, as Larry Summers does, then not a lot has changed. But if you do believe that there was a crazy socialist who was in the White House and was holding our economy back, then now that he's gone, Yeah. Maybe we can get going to 3% again.
Just real quick, though, in the 30 seconds we have left, people are feeling good out there. I mean, we have to acknowledge that businesses are feeling good, consumers are spending money, and confidence is high, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the latest consumer confidence reports, you look at business confidence, small business and medium-sized businesses especially are feeling really confident right now in the economy.
Right.
And it's not for no reason. You know, people are spending more. We're seeing credit card debt at new all-time highs, savings rates at new all-time lows. And so people are definitely going out there and spending money. And these businesses right now certainly have a reason to be optimistic.
Yep. All right, Dion Rabone at Yahoo Finance on a Friday afternoon. Dion, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, Kai, thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you soon.